Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. This familiar instruction leads us to an area where we should follow our Lord Jesus, namely in the matter of loyalty. The Lord is our example in everything, in love, in forgiveness, kindness, service and purity, sacrifice, and this includes this matter of loyalty. Loyalty is defined as being faithful and true to a duty or to the faith. It means to stand beside something or someone through thick and thin, good times or bad, prosperity or adversity. People can be loyal to country, to ideals, and to other people. They are loyal to their marriage partner. Ruth was loyal to Naomi, was she not? Jonathan was loyal to David. An example of disloyalty would be Absalom's conduct toward David and Judas's conduct toward Christ. There comes to mind a dear lady in a church where I once preached. For 7 long and arduous years, she never left the bedside of her helpless and invalid husband. In fact, the services of the church were broadcast in their home by a special line connected just for that purpose. And how loyal to her commitment to him she was. Wives and husbands are to be loyal to each other in sickness and health, good fortune, hard times, successes, and also in their failures. Loyalty often exacts a high price because it is so other-centered rather than self-centered. It calls for self-denial and self-sacrifice. What we want to study in this lesson are the ways that Jesus demonstrated loyalty and learn what it was to which he was so loyal. And when we discover his loyalty, then it would not be so difficult as what it is for us to follow in his steps in this matter. Christ was always loyal to the truth of his Father. He never turned his back against the Father's will. He was always faithful to the Scriptures. Even when he was tempted of Satan, he said, "It is written," time and time again, in order to refute Satan. He relied upon God's Word, and he remained steadfast in his loyalty to it. He called God's Word the truth, John 17 and 17. His loyalty to the will of God was evident in the fact that he came to do the Father's will, Hebrews 10 and verse 7. "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me," John 6 and verse 38. He was loyal to the truth because it was through him that grace and truth came, John 1, 17. "For the law came through Moses, grace and truth came through Christ." If there had ever been any shadow of disloyalty to truth on the part of Jesus, would God have chosen him to be the very channel through which truth was given? We know he was loyal to the truth because he is the very personification of truth. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," John 14, 6. To have been disloyal to truth would have been disloyal to himself. But rather than that, he suffered for truth, he lived for truth, he died for truth, he revealed the truth. He's the very embodiment of God's truth. Friend, are we loyal to the truth of God? Or do we try to dodge it and change it and twist it to fit our ways rather than conform our ways to it? Too many are just too timid to stand for the truth. When the pressures come because of the truth, they leave the footsteps of Jesus. They pursue paths that are easier. They hesitate in proclaiming it if someone objects to it. They weaken it in the presence of its enemies. Only with reluctance do they let it be known that they're on the side of truth. But Christ is also our example in loyalty to his disciples. Now, his disciples were not always loyal to him, but that did not alter his loyalty to them. And who are his disciples? Well, his disciples are Christians, Acts 11, 26. He said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." And he said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another," John 13, 35. And again he wrote, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples," John 15, 8. The word that is almost synonymous with loyalty is the word friend. Jesus is the friend of his disciples, and we are his friends when we do what he commanded, John 15:14. We have a friendship with Christ that is established and maintained by our obedience to him. He is our friend, and he is loyal to his promises to us. In one sense, Jesus is even the friend of publicans and sinners. Now, his friendship is not one that condones sinfulness, but his friendship with publicans and sinners was designed to redeem them from their sinfulness through forgiveness of sins, if they would only follow him. His association during his earthly life with sinners continued only so long as the direction was toward his righteousness and away from their unrighteousness. But in a sense, he showed loyalty even to his enemies, in that he always sought their highest good, which is, after all, the definition of true Christian love. One of the tragic parts of Scripture is the way his disciples were disloyal to him. Peter denied him. Judas betrayed him, all forsook him and fled. And in the hour when he needed their loyalty the most, they were not to be found. Yet, even as he was being seized, he showed his loyalty to them by pleading for their release. He told those who had sought him, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way." Yes, his loyalty to his disciples is seen in his promise, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world," Matthew 28:20. And inasmuch as those to whom he immediately spoke would not live until the end of the world, isn't it obvious that his promise extends to all of his disciples even yet? And since Jesus was loyal to his disciples, should we not also be loyal to his disciples? After all, his disciples are our brethren. Should we turn away from his faithful disciples and accommodate those who pursue error? Shall we defend the wrongdoer against our brethren? When we show loyalty and friendship toward the faithful brethren, we are imitating Christ. But we must mention the loyalty of Christ to his own church. Well, this naturally follows in the wake of his loyalty to his disciples, because his disciples make up the church. Christ built the church. He's the head of the church. He's the Savior of the church. He loves the church. He gave himself for the church. He purchased the church with his own blood. It is his own body. And by and through the Holy Spirit, he guides the church as the church adheres to the guidance given the apostles, John 14:26. And now through his word, he leads and guides and directs the church even today. When thinking of the Lord's church, we must consider it in the sense of the New Testament, however, both universally and locally. Christians are concerned about the church everywhere. But especially are we concerned for the church locally, because that's where we live. And when the church falters, we suffer. When it enjoys success, we rejoice. Regardless of where or who is involved, when the kingdom of God makes advances against the kingdom of darkness, it is the success of us all. The tie that binds our hearts and Christians' love makes us loyal to the church everywhere, anywhere, every time, all the time, especially where we live and at our local post of duty. It is a mistake to have loyalty to only one faithful congregation but neglect the welfare of all other faithful congregations. For the reason of love and loyalty, we pray for each other, and we're always concerned one for the other. But friend, Jesus was loyal to his mission to this earth. He came to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1:15. He was not sidetracked, nor did he neglect that for which he had come. At an awesome price, he accomplished the work God sent him to do. It is too easy at times to be sidetracked from our mission in life, and that mission is to fear God and keep his commandments. It is too easy for the church to become overburdened with matters that are not even the work of the church. We can major in minors and minor in majors to the disloyalty of our duty. There is a difference between doing the Lord's business and just being busy and having busyness. Christ never wavered or slacked, was never diverted from his goal and from his mission. And even though it ultimately cost him his life with an excruciating pain, he was loyal to his mission. There's a story told that during the time when steamboats went up and down the great Mississippi River, of a plantation owner who entrusted the care of two of his children to a trusted slave to take them up the trip from Memphis to New Orleans. But the trip met with disaster. The boat got off channel. It hit rocks. It broke apart. It began to sink. Lifeboats were filled rapidly, and there was room left for either one adult or two children. Being loyal to his master and to his duty, the noble slave placed the children in the boat and went down with the ship to his death. Friend, that is pure and undefiled loyalty at a high cost. Is not this what Jesus did for all mankind? He said, I glorify thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. John 17:4. Jesus is our example in loyalty to work, to duty, to mission, and to purpose. Are we being loyal to our mission as Christians? Dear listening friend, if we be true Christians, loyalty will characterize us. A young girl was about to marry a man who professed no confidence in Christ, but he knew that what was expected of a Christian, and she professed to be a Christian. He invited her to a party where there would be dancing and drinking and other such things, and trying to please him, she accepted and went with him. The time came for the party, but instead the man broke off their engagement. He said, you profess to be a Christian, but if the vows you make to God can be so easily broken, how much easier to break vows that are made to a man. You see, he knew what loyalty demanded. Those who love animals will appreciate the illustration of loyalty in the story of a dog, and he was the dog of a soldier from Illinois who went to war in the war between the states. But the dog would not remain at home, but went everywhere the soldier went, even into battle. One day, the soldier was killed, but the dog watched over him until his body was buried. And even then, he remained at the grave until he was taken home by the soldier's widow. Loyalty, friendship, devotion, commitment, whatever you call it, Jesus gave us an example to follow in all things that matter. To be loyal to Christ, we must follow his lead. The song we sometimes sing encourages us to Christ be loyal and be true. Loyalty to Christ means loyalty to his doctrine and the manner of life for which he calls. We can be grateful for such a vivid demonstration of loyalty our Lord has given to us. May it be that we shall not disappoint him in our loyalty. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.